Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And it's summer approaching. This time of year, the faithful gather around their grills and discuss the religion of summer. Which, of course, is barbecue. Are you a tomato person, a vinegar person, a pork person, a chicken person? Are your influences from Asia, or are they Southern? Or for you, is it really all about the sauce?
Dig, my baby got sauce. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce.
Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
Well, we're not going to resolve the religion of barbecue like on this program in this segment. We've got two people who represent very different denominations in the sauce category. Kathy Irway joins us, the blogger behind Not Eating Out in New York, author of The Art of Eating In, and host of Heritage Radio Network's Let's Eat In. Good morning.
Good morning,
thanks,
John.
Thanks for coming in. And you've got some concoctions there in the cups.
I do.
All right. And also
Get
joining
ready.
Us is Rossi, the chef behind The Raging Skillet, food writer for Bust Magazine, as well as star of WOMR's Bite This. Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
All right. So where, Rossi, I'll begin with you. Where do you stand on the question of how to make a good barbecue sauce?
Oh, well, that's as varied as how to make a good salad dressing, how to make a good lover. I mean, it could really
ooh.
Be, ooh, I know, it's early, right? It could really, I mean, to me, I like a little salt, a little sweet, a little heat, a little smoke. But
are you talking about lovers or barbecue sauce?
I got a little lost in the moment, actually.
Yeah, that's good. That's beautiful. Well, you know, this weekend alone, there are going to be festivals and competitions that will test all of these propositions in Wichita, Kansas, Merrimack, New Hampshire, Leroy, Illinois, Costa Mesa, California, and New York City. Kathy, where do you come down on the sauce influence question?
You know, I'm not really a purist when it comes to barbecue sauce. Everybody, every culture has their own way of dressing something they're about to barbecue. So why stick with the, you know, traditions? I like mixed different cultures, so I kind of did that with my barbecue sauce here.
And what have you got? You got hoisin, chipotle, barbecue sauce. Do those ingredients go together?
I found that they have. I've tried it out before, and they're both familiar ingredients, flavors, but in an unfamiliar juxtaposition. So I think a lot of people enjoy it. It's accessible. There's a lot of fresh ginger, so it has a nice kick.
All right. Well, we're going to have Lynn taste both of these and
get a sense of preference. Well, let me just set the scene for our listeners.
Please. Please.
Each of these terrific chefs has brought their sauce, and I've got a cup in front of me with some sauce, and I'm starting the kind of wine way, John.
The nose.
I'm doing the aroma. I'm sniffing. And while Kathy was talking, I get the ginger. I get the hoisin. I can't smell the chipotle, but
it's a little harder to smell.
Rossi, yeah. What did you choose?
I went a little bit white trash and just a little bit all over. But I went with a little ketchup, a little tomato sauce, a little molasses.
I've got the molasses in my fragrance
hickory,
here.
Hickory, brown sugar.
Is the idea here to use this sauce while you're actually grilling or to do a dry rub, do the grilling, and then use the sauce purely as a condiment? Rossi?
I would use this sauce on almost anything. I mean, I wouldn't put it on ice cream, but I would do it as a shrimp dip. I would baste brisket with it, chicken.
Yeah, but John's question is really important because I've not been able to figure that out. Do you put it on while the meat or the fish or whatever is on the grill, or do you do it after?
Well, for instance, if I was making a brisket, I'd have it marinated in this sauce for maybe 48 hours.
Then I'd slow roast it.
Both of you would recommend...
No, but if I was doing a New York strip, then I would do a dry rub and I would baste it. So it all depends.
Kathy, some people say that the sweetness in the sauce is partly to caramelize, if you're actually doing it on the grill, the ingredient on the meat itself, as well as to provide a flavoring. Do you go along with that?
Absolutely. You want that, you know, caramelized burnt sugar taste. That's one of the integral flavors, I think, in a barbecue.
All right, Lynn, let's give it a shot here. What are you choosing first?
I'm starting because it's the nearest one to me. Starting with Kathy's, and I'm putting a little on. This is, you know, it's public radio. I mean, there's no actual meat here or fish, but
just
I've got
drink it up.
a little bit in the morning.
Yeah, right
I've got
on
a
your
hamburger
cereal.
Bun that I'm putting it on.
This is Kathy Irway's.
This is Kathy's
hoisin chipotle barbecue sauce.
Mmm. Oh, I just got the Chipotle.
Good.
Oh, my God.
So there's some heat there.
Whoa, there's a
some
kick.
There. So, okay. Sorry we can't clear your palate there.
Nothing Lynn. Like a little Chipotle in the morning with your coffee.
I wish that I had a cold because I wouldn't anymore.
That's good.
That's excellent, Kathy. Okay. Now,
and now Rossi's.
So Rossi, Kathy.
Let me read the actual name of this. Ms. Rossi's New York by way of North Florida and South Jersey Jewish barbecue sauce. That's the title of this?
That is just right.
Okay. Could I also tell our listeners, our wonderful listeners, Kathy gave me a cup and there's, you know, there's about a half an inch worth of sauce in there. Rossi's, I've got about 3 inches worth.
Well, that's the Jewish part. I always make too much.
Okay. I'm tasting
all right.
The Rossi one now. You don't all have to be quiet while I'm doing this. You can feel free to play
among yourselves. The suspense is killing me, actually.
It's deeper somehow. It's Kathy's was immediately got me on the tongue. Rossi's kind of goes to the back of my throat.
Now we we can be interdenominational here. We don't necessarily have to declare a winner, but do you have a preference, Lynn?
I want them both.
I want them both. There
excellent.
We go.
Excellent. Maybe mix them together. That'll be the perfect.
Oh, then I think it might get a little muddy, but maybe not. Maybe one to marinate and one for after. No, they don't like that.
I think those two, maybe not. But maybe one for the first course and one for the second course.
They're both
well, if you're
excellent.
Hungry, both recipes are on our website. Kathy Irway, blogger behind Not Eating Out in New York, author of The Art of Eating In and host of Heritage Radio Network's Let's Eat In. And Rossi, the chef behind The Raging Skillet, star of WOMR's Bite This. She also is a food writer for Bust Magazine. Thanks, guys.
Thank
you're
you.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
I'm still eating.
And
excellent.
Enjoy your barbecue, whatever religion you may be. What's in your secret sauce? Give us a call at 877-8MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org tomorrow.
The World Cup. Tell us anything. Does it tell us anything about world diplomacy? We talked to a few guests who share what the game tells us about the state of foreign affairs. I'm Lynn Scherer in for Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Huckenberry. I'm out tomorrow. Welcome Todd Zwillick. Be nice to him. This is The Takeaway.